This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope.
It's nothing you did.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's you, but you didn't cross me.
And the Bulldog.
Why did I choose? Why did I just stay in school?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Big weekend ahead. Sunday, the whole thing about CBS bringing their pregame show to Buffalo for a Week 11 game. Also, Matlock is coming to Buffalo.
Sweet.
For CBS continuing to load up on this game.
Yeah.
A Bills Chiefs themed episode of Matlock. Did you know Matlock was back?
I watch football, Mike, so yes. I'm aware that Matlock, Kathy Bates.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. She's Matlock?
I don't know what the story is there, if she's like the sister, ex-wife, widow. I don't know, but she's the star.
She's the hard-drinking, hard-talking...
She's the boss of the operation. Of the reboot of Matlock.
She's
stepped right into the breach for old Andy Griffith.
She's a boss who won't take no for an answer. What's her signature? Misery?
Yeah, I think
Gotta be Misery? Yeah. Not The Office?
No, I think Misery is it. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Misery. She's great.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know if Matlock's great.
I'm never going to know. I can't.
Expect a call from Greg Bauk at 10:30 tonight with a review.
Fathom. I mean, I don't know.
You'll take the call.
I mean.
What does he want? This is probably bad. It's 10:30.
Making all this fun of all these streaming services. Like, I just can't imagine watching a network, one of the shows that you see the ads for during football. I just can't imagine ever thinking, I got to turn that on.
I really miss Greg for that. Because we would watch games together in here doing post game, in those years. And he would just always chirp at those promos and make funny ones, all those American Idol themed ones.
Right.
Just so good. Yeah, Matlock.
Yeah.
George and Mindy's first marriage. It's something like that.
Oh, that's sure. Yeah, that's
I've seen that. They're coming to Buffalo.
Yeah,
for an episode.
Yep, they're gonna
Drew Barrymore show is coming to Buffalo.
They're gonna film it at the Duff's on Dick Road. That's the plan.
Yeah,
I understand it.
Yep.
A little love for the Duff's on Dick Road there. Anyway.
Chris Jones of the Chiefs at his press conference today talked up the playing in Buffalo experience, that he loves it. And he says he plans on grabbing 50 wings when he's here. And that's one meal for him, right? He would eat 50 wings at once.
I guess that's how that reads.
It is.
Boy, that's a lot.
It's probably nothing for like a Chris Jones.
I suppose.
Is that true though? Like, wouldn't it not be a nothing for anyone? 50 wings? Like, is a really big person like this that's burning so many calories, professional athlete. He just like 50 wings to him is like 10 for me.
Maybe. They are calorie burning machines, but
there is a law of diminishing returns on food.
Yeah, yeah.
Just 50 because I can. I mean, just 50.
Yeah.
One person.
most of the time now, if we we do go out now and then, I have trouble getting through 10 myself. And if we order at home, like I it's like six. I'm good.
Six.
I'm all set. That's become my new single order, is six, I think. I don't need much more than that. So Chris
Jones,
that
seems
50.
Light. That seems 50. Light.
Yeah. I mean, back in the day, kids, when there used to be, now it's a big deal, right? I saw some ads on social media this week for like a dollar wing night, right?
Yeah.
$10 minimum. So you go nuts. Like dollar wing. Yeah, that's a good deal now. 10-cent wings. I'm that old.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 30, I think, was the most I ever did.
For $3.
For $3 at one of those things.
What's the tip?
I mean, good Lord.
Whew. The tip is like $1, and it's, that's good.
That was generous. Yeah.
For right. 30 wings.
30 wings for $3.
I don't know about 50 for anybody. You know, it's Saturday, he flies in on Saturday night, and he gets to these 50 wings, like, do you really think that's a good idea?
That can't, that cannot be what a professional athlete, I don't care, I mean, he's like 6'6", 350, this guy, right? Or is he even bigger than that?
I don't know.
I mean, he's
that.
A big man. You can't do that to yourself 24 hours before you're going to go play a professional sporting event.
I don't know.
You just can't. It's like he's taking those home on the plane or something. Like, there is no way you
Let's hope he eats them.
I want to take him out for 50 wings.
Yeah,
I'll buy.
We all would.
I mean, I have to take out a second mortgage, but I'll buy. Sounds like a great idea, Chris Jones. Go eat 50 wings.
I was with a friend of mine, Jim Guarino, last night for like an hour. I went to his restaurant, Shango. Mm-hmm.
Love his restaurant.
And he was telling me, we were talking about oysters. We talk about cooking. I just want to learn from him. So I told him, like, I've had this renewed interest. He knows that. We're talking about cooking. And I've got this new book I'm excited about. We're talking. And oysters, one of my favorite things to eat out would be raw oysters. And how there's a recipe in here with all, it breaks down, no pun intended, like how to shuck them. And I've always been intimidated by that. Like, I know I'll cut myself or something. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Mike, it's not that hard. You just have to know the spot.
Right.
And so we're talking about oysters and reminiscing about going to his other restaurant back in the day, O'Shun. And I remember, like, the first time my son was old enough to know, like, where he wanted to go to eat for his birthday. He was 5 or 6, and he picked there. Like, he wanted to go eat there, which, you know, I'm probably in tears when he says that.
Owen and I had one of those sort of special nights at that place, too, O'Shun. That was a pick he made.
So Jim and I are talking, and he said there was a couple who would come in, like, fairly often, and they would each eat 5 dozen oysters.
Oh, wow. I mean, those are small.
Still. I hope it's okay with him that I'm telling this story.
That is
60 oysters per person. I mean, that's gonna. There's no 10 cents.
Yeah, that's gonna add up.
I mean, that's gonna be a pretty good. That's gonna be a good tip.
That's a tab.
But
yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Wow.
But could you imagine? Like,
no.
I get on a special night, I'll get a dozen to share. You know, 6 for myself, mm-hmm. maybe. I probably eat more than that at once, but yeah. I always want to find out if the table wants oysters and, how many we get. I'll sort of plan for myself up to 6.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
60. Each.
That is a commitment.
I would love to have been in the restaurant for one of these nights and just sort of witnessed that.
I don't think
they keep bringing more oysters to that one table for two?
At this stage of my life, I don't think that there is anything I love enough to do that, to go that hard.
Just completely at wings, no. Oysters, no.
I couldn't.
Hot dogs.
No. Oh, God, no. Yeah.
I used to get the 6 for $5.
Yeah.
Remember that? The 6 for $5?
Yeah.
And Ryan Lindell, the one game, kicked 5 for $5. I'm like, that's good, but over here on Union, they've got 6 for $5.
Right.
That's even better. Nice try. 5 for $5. That's pretty good. AFC Player of the Week. 6 for $5.
Oh. One of those, I probably, the last time I probably had that, like 5 hot dogs at one time, is like back in the day, speaking of Greg, not that I don't do this anymore just because Greg doesn't work here anymore, but, you know, we'd all be together and we'd get here pretty early. Baseball opening day, maybe a couple of years in there,
right.
I would stop at one of the, you know, one of the hot dog joints. I don't think it was the 6 for 5 spot near you, but, and just get like a box of you know, just get a box of the dogs, you know, all done up. And
the best.
We'd sit in here watching day baseball starting at noon, say, or 1 o'clock, a couple hours before our show, and haul down 5 of those, like, just, and then, oh my gosh, yeah. We're here all day, we got to do a radio show, and I just ate 5 of those canoes. Like, oh, I am in real danger here. This is going to be a problem. I mean, they're delicious, but holy cow.
The version of that that I'll still have happen occasionally in my life is tacos. Where, you know what?
Yeah.
It's Friday night. There's no plan here. It's going to be 4 or 5 tacos. Oh, 6 is the deal. All right, I guess I'm going to have to buy 6.
Yeah.
Then we'll see what happens. That's happened too many times.
The group that has invited me for this thing tomorrow night, the Tyson thing, I hosted most of the group a couple Saturdays ago, and one of them brought, like...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They had dinner planned at their house, and we moved it to my house, and he brought all these fixings for tacos. Like just a tray of chicken, tray of beef, all the side. Like we had basically a taco. The dude brought a taco bar to my house. And we had a great night, a long night, and they all left like maybe midnight-ish, and there was still stuff left there on the kitchen counter, and I don't know how many I'd already eaten, and I know I woke up the next morning like, how many tacos did I eat last night after everybody left? Because I was in that area where A, there's no one else around, B, I'm home and we've been drinking most of the evening, C, there's hardly enough to save. So I'll just have one.
That's
more.
That's a tough one.
I'll have another one. I'll have the next thing you know, it's like 4 more tacos, and I'm just like, when I woke up the next morning, I was like, oh my God. And it wasn't because I didn't drink too much. You know, I was feeling good, but it wasn't like I just went crazy. I had way too many tacos.
That's a tricky spot where you're eating to avoid having to put them away.
Right.
There's just enough here. Like I'm not throwing this out.
Yeah.
I could put it away.
I don't have a Tupperware small enough for it.
I'm a little bit hungry. It's been 4 hours.
Terrible.
I'll just eat 3 more.
My gosh. Yes. I went so hard at the tacos.
Yeah, that happens. Thanksgiving is coming up. Yeah. That'll happen on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You'll eat dinner. And then we're up watching Miami Green Bay, and it'll be the third quarter, and you're going to stay up for the end. I just might as well. It's all out.
Well, I'm not. I never eat the second meal on Thanksgiving. We eat late enough on Thanksgiving. We usually don't eat until like 5 p.m. Right, the 4 o'clock game's going on, so that's late enough. I clean up usually. The boys have been helping the last couple of years, so I don't do it all. But I get that packed up in a way. My thing for that night football game is like I save the pie for them. And again, there's usually no one around, so it's like, let's just have another scoop of the delicious French vanilla ice cream.
Oh boy.
With these 2 pieces of pie, one of each. Whew, that's pretty ghastly.
Bruce is on WGR. Hello, Bruce.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Really good. How are you?
I'm well. Your conversation struck me up because Years ago, I was part of the team that used to shuck clams for the Tonawanda Chamber of Commerce on Tonawanda Island during the summer. And there was this gentleman that showed up 3, 4, 5 years in a row. And he'd be the first one there, and he'd be watching us shuck. And we're thinking about betting on the over-under. 1 year, and I'm not kidding, he ate 12 dozen raw and 8 dozen steamed while drinking beer.
20 dozen clams?
Yes. You can't make this up.
That's... Raw clams I've never done. Maybe that's wise. I don't know.
I have. I prefer steamed myself, but I've done them.
Like them on the grill.
Right, exactly.
Wow, Bruce.
Yeah, that is.
And this guy kept coming back for more, literally, year after year.
20
year after year, yeah. While drinking beer the whole time.
Wow, that's impressive. Or maybe that's not the word. I think it is. It's in a way, impressive.
Impressively disgusting is what
it's
I
amazing.
Would say.
Yeah. Have you kept in touch with this person, Bruce?
No.
No.
Never got his name, no.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Thanks.
Wow, that's an effort right there.
Looks like the Butker news didn't or hasn't yet moved the line. If it were to, it would have happened already. So.
All right.
I got a little excited.
the kicker might impact the line?
Well, doesn't it make you feel a little bit different about the game? Or no? Is it really... It's an interesting question. You mentioned earlier, like, Amari Cooper... Or Butker, like who's more important to the game, or Kincaid or Butker, like who's more important to the game? They'll have a kicker,
right? And you know he made a couple of kicks last week. So, you know, yeah. It feels just so specific to like if it comes down to you know the Bills score with 48 seconds left to take a 3-point lead or a 2-point or one whatever. A field goal can tie them or beat them. And here come the Chiefs. And, you know, at that point, like, wow, I mean, they don't have their guy, so they're probably going to want to get closer than they normally get. Like, so that, but that's, I don't know, I don't feel like it's that. It well, could be really, really, if the guy misses a kick, then it's impactful. If he doesn't, you know, it's just another kicker. I don't know. I'm struggling with it. I want it to matter, but I'm not sure how much I feel like it does.
That's the next step for the Chiefs in this just like improbable season where they win. Now it's a blocked field goal. Now it would be, you know,
practice squad
kicker at the gun
rolls in here and beats the Bills.
You know, right?
Right. Yeah.
That would be the next one, but hopefully not.
Yeah. Maybe they wait till the playoffs to do that to us. Although, maybe, you know, Butker may be back by then, but he is going to IR, so 4 weeks.
Yep.
Without him, and they've already had their bye. Well, it doesn't matter. The 4 weeks is 4 games. It's not 4 weeks, but so in this case, it will be 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Looking at some of the props, rushing attempts. Guess Allen's number.
Rushing attempts?
Yep.
Well, I mean, if they're paying attention to what we talked about an hour or so ago with Sal, with the double-digit rushing totals the last 5 times the Bills have played the Chiefs, I'm going to guess the number is 8.5.
7.5.
All right. I guess I got to go over then.
Yeah. You're on the over.
Yep.
I think those were all bigger games. Maybe not all. I mean,
well,
there's a
right.
couple of regular season games. Last year's was very important to the Bills.
Yeah.
At whatever, 6-6
well, right.
or whatever
that,
they were.
It's funny, like you mentioned that, because part of the text of the tweet that had the stats in it, Jeremy included an opinion in there, which is this might be a clue to how seriously.
Yes.
I don't think that's the word he used, but like, you know, how important is this game to the Bills? If Josh Allen only runs 4 or 5 times, you might at the end surmise, like, I guess they didn't, you know, didn't want to really lean into it that much. But if he gets the normal, like he has the last 5 times he's played them, 10 or more, then it will look like they were leaning into it.
He's gone over 7.5 for what it's worth this year 3 times. 8 Sunday in Indianapolis. 9 in the Monday night win at the Jets, 9 for 18 and a touchdown. And then Arizona, 9 for 39 and 2. The 3 games where he has, not, you know, illogically, the 3 games where he has touchdown rushes this year are the 3 games where he went over 7 carries. Only the four scores. Although last year, first half of the season,
right.
it was kind of like that. Then he was scoring every week. Again, though, very different season. Where last year they were kind of in must win by almost by now.
Yeah, they had to pull out, you know, all the stops, I guess, is how I want to. They really had to go after it. And this year, maybe the opposite is happening. We'll see. If they get this game, then I would expect them to really keep going really hard. And then maybe they clinch the division, but see what KC does after you beat them if you do. And you might be running a race right up to the end.
I don't think I got my question through to Joe Ostrowski. I think it was just too much data or something. Because think about what Ross said on Tuesday. It feels like the betting markets reflect that the people are not worried about the Bills winning the game. They are favored to win the game, but in terms of the rest of the season, the one seed, Ross was kind of like, I don't think this is a quote. He was kind of like, they're not going to get it anyway.
Right.
You know? And I'm not willing to say that. It'd be one game difference, and the Bills would win on ties, probably. So I'm just not willing to say that because the Chiefs play Carolina and the Raiders, you know, and the Bills have some harder games first, but it's just too much season for me to think that the Bills couldn't keep pace with Kansas City the rest of the way. It could each end up like 14-3. I'm not talking about whether the Bills should go all out in this game. I think they should, but you know, that's based on that logic a little bit. And if you don't think that, then you might think it's not that important
you
whether they win.
You squeeze in a probably about the ties. A tie with Kansas City, they would definitively win because of head-to-head. But if you get into like a three-way thing with Baltimore, then maybe it gets a little dicey.
Well,
or Houston, whatever.
If it were Baltimore, they'd all be 1-1 against each other in that scenario.
Right.
So then you would go to the other stuff.
Something else.
If it's Pittsburgh, the Bills don't play Pittsburgh, so it would be a different deal. Too far away to break all that stuff down. But, you know, we'll get to it.
Right.
Tonight, the Sabres host the St. Louis Blues. No Thompson, no Lukanen, and no Samuelson, who went to IR. That's a week-to-week kind of injury. Paul Hamilton, with the band playing in the background probably, will join us next, and we'll set the game up. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, that's the Steve Foley Law pregame show coming your way next.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.